One of my teachers in particular said that around the 2020s is when it seems that Palestine will be free, inshallah. Now, where does this prediction come from? If you look at the 80s, when you had the resistance in the 80s, a lot of it was based off of nationalism, Arab nationalism and Palestine as a nation. And so the 80s comes from a generation that is now born and raised with Israel under control, or Israel's taking control. So you have a generation raised in that. So the 80s is when that happened. You look about 40 years for a generation. So that's where 1940s to the 80s, that's one generation. So there's now, the 80s was the first generation of Palestinians that had been occupied and that had been colonized, right? And now their resistance movement came in the 80s. But there was a lot of nationalism. Now, one more generation is how many more years? About 40 years. Now, there's a second generation of Palestinians right now who have been born and raised in occupation and brutality. But how are they approaching their resistance? We all know the answer to this. We've all seen the videos. Look at the Palestinians right now. When anything happens, what do they say? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. They say, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the protector. They're like, we don't care. The Arab nations have abandoned us. Doesn't matter. The people in power have abandoned us. Doesn't matter. The so-called moral nations of the world have abandoned us. It doesn't matter. Because we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the ultimate protector. And this is not just one video. This is video after video after video. Where does this come from? You know where this comes from? You don't just wake up and have that attitude in life. These children who are born in occupation, they have been given this tarbiyah from the moment that they're born. And so now this generation has been raised with this incredible amount of iman that now serves for us as motivation. Now we're looking at the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, and we're like, that's amazing. That we get to see that and witness that. And that encourages us, like we are learning from the people of Gaza, because we know what they're dealing with. And we know that they are reliant 100% upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why he said, look, 80s, give it one more generation. You talk about 2020s, this is that time. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that true. That it is soon, in the coming days, that we see Palestine be free. Amen.